Welcome to the History Podcast. This is your host, Jason Thomason, and today's mini episode is on constitutional amendments of the Great Depression era. There are two constitutional amendments that will be made during the Great Depression. The first is the 20th Amendment, which will establish the time and date for when a president's term ends and when the next one begins. And that date and time is January 20th at 12 noon. For senators and the House of Representatives, it is going to be for January 3rd in their elected terms. Why is this important? Well, the government feels like it needs to get its ducks in the row in the event that there is transfer of power in any of these positions, because during the Great Depression, the government is really having to get to work, and they have to make sure that there's no delay in the process of passing laws or executing the law by either branch. The 21st Amendment is going to repeal the 18th Amendment. The 18th Amendment, if you recall, called for prohibition. It's not working. People are still drinking. They're always going to drink. But the problem is the government can't tax it because it's illegal. So what do? They repeal the 21st Amendment. And the reason FDR wanted to repeal the 21st Amendment and why he convinced Congress and the states to repeal it was that they could generate tax revenue. This is important because FDR's New Deal legislation is going to cost the country a lot of money. I hope that you learned a little bit of something. This is all I have for you today. Please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so that you can get notifications on when new episodes are pushed through. And as always, guys, remember, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. See you next time.